Jazz Travels with Sarah Ward on Jazz FM.
Listen in color.
If it wasn't for bad luck, you know I wouldn't have no luck at all. Hard luck and trouble been my only friend. I've been on my own ever since I was 10. Born on a bad side. If it wasn't for bad luck, you know I wouldn't have no luck at all. I can't read, I didn't learn how to write. My whole life has been one big fight. Born on a bad side. I've been down since I began to crawl. If it wasn't for bad luck, I said I wouldn't have no luck at all. That ain't no lie. Ow! You know, if it wasn't for bad luck, I wouldn't have no kind of luck. If it wasn't for real bad luck, I wouldn't have no luck at all. You know, wine and women is all I crave. A big leg woman gonna carry me to my grave. Born on the bad side. I've been down since I began to crawl. If it wasn't for bad luck, I tell you I wouldn't have no luck at all. Yeah, I'm a bad luck boy. Been having bad luck all of my days, yeah.
Hello, Sarah Ward here, Albert King, one of the great blues men there, leading us into Jazz Travels as we head off on an unusual journey down Highway 61 in the USA. My guest is Derek Bright with a book on the legendary blues highway route. It's a very personal journey too. Derek grew up loving the guitar and British rock bands like the early Stones and many others, and he used to queue up on Saturday mornings at a record shop in London to check out the latest releases and noticed lots of the songs had songwriting credits that he wasn't familiar with. He didn't recognise the names at all. People like Howling Wolf, Muddy Waters, Robert Johnson. Who were these people? Well, it set him off on a very personal journey to find out more. He also went on to conduct pilgrimage tours around the UK to special sites and iconic places steeped in history. And the thoughts grew into the possibility of exploring why young men, mostly white and from the UK, and rockers in their background too, went off and became obsessed by the blues, following the blues trails. So he set off himself, and the idea for the book was born. Derek Bright, welcome. And as you travelled over to the USA, where did you head to first? Where did it all start for you?
The key place, I think, was starting at the city that sees itself as the blues city, Chicago. And for me, this sort of chronological picture of the blues started to develop, which just tied in with the route of Highway 61. So in terms of, you know, a map or looking at this as delayering in a chronological way, we saw very much starting with the British invasion and the sort of bands that I was listening to later, you know, in the late 60s and 70s, and the influences that they were drawing on, like Muddy Waters and Howling Wolf and Little Walter.
So from Chicago, where did you decide to go then to kind of follow this journey that you'd embarked on?
Well, we went off to pick up Highway 61. We went a little way northwest because we wanted to pick it up at Rock Island. Rock Island Line, exactly, and to tie in with Lead Belly there. And in some ways it was a way of introducing Lead Belly and, of course, the influence of Skiffle and Lonnie Donegan into the book. And, you know, that was probably the first crossroads on our journey, because when we got to Rock Island, if you went north up towards the Canadian border, You came to Duluth and the hometown of Bob Dylan. And then 800 miles to the south, Highway 61 takes you down to New Orleans. And that, for many people, is where West African music came into
America. And, of course, the
America.
Birth of the jazz scene,
and the birth
to
of
a large
jazz.
Extent.
And the police broke down the door. I said, Lord, Lord, what can a poor boy do? Well, ain't it bad when you can't make no money? Seems like all the bad break will come to you. Yeah, I got home this morning. She was looking kind of funny. She said, don't come in, Daddy, Daddy, unless you got for some dinner. She looked at me like a fool. She said, I'm playing checkers, Daddy, and I think it's your time to move. I said, oh, Lord, what can a poor boy do? Yeah, it's as bad when you can't make no money and your woman turn her back on.
B.B. King, another blues legend, of course, with Bad Luck there. Derek Bright is my guest on Jazz Travels, writing about his journey through Highway 61, the legendary blues route through the Mississippi Delta, littered with iconic songs and places immortalized in the blues songs, of course. What was the most surprising aspect of the journey for you, Derek?
For me, I was trying to make an emotional connection and build on a narrative which I didn't really have a picture of And I think that's for many people of my age, that's why it's so important.
So how different did the picture turn out to be?
It was quite a surprise. The first time I went to the States to blues festivals in the Delta, what surprised me was actually African Americans actually don't have a great interest now in blues. There is an interest, and there's an interest in blues soul music. But on the whole, the festivals that we were going to and the music we saw, African Americans were working in the field. But actually, as music fans, I think they'd moved on and they had other interests in terms of music. And for me, I suppose there was a naivety that I hadn't actually appreciated that. And I think the second thing that made a big impact on me, and this probably in many ways made more of an impact than the music did, was the poverty that we saw in the South. I didn't expect that. When we went to St. Louis, we that was a key point for me on the journey, you know, Chuck Berry's hometown, Miles Davis's hometown. But we went over to East St. Louis because we wanted to visit the site of the Cosmopolitan Club, where Chuck Berry started playing with Johnny Johnson. What was quite amusing is we told the receptionist at the hotel that day we were going over to East St. Louis, and she was actually very surprised that we were going to venture across the river. And when we got to St. Louis, it's almost a ghost town. We found large parts of it deserted, large parts in urban decay, or it's been described as an urban prairie, where actually young men have to camp. There aren't any jobs there.
I walked all the way from East St. Louis. I never had but that one thin dime. I laid my head in a New York woman's lap. She laid her little cute head in mine. She tried to make me believe by the rattlings of her tongue the sun would never, never shine. I pawned my silver and I pawned my chain. What upon myself, but I felt ashamed. I tried to see you in the fall when you didn't have no man at all. I know to meet you in the spring when the bluebirds all was ready to sing. Fairy, honey, very well. You can shake like a cannonball, get on and learn that old Georgie crawl. Fairy, honey, very well. Play it, boy. Drunk no more. If you can't do the sugary, get yourself on out of this house for me. Very, baby, very well. I tried to see you in the spring when the bluebirds all was ready to sing. Very, honey, very well. And I walked on back to East St. Louis. Never had for that one thin dime.
Blind Willie McTell there, East St. Louis Blues, and that song really does conjure up all the things Derek was just talking about. My guest on Jazz Travels is Derek Bright, whose book Highway 61, Crossroads on the Blues Highway, visits some of the most famous places in the music's history. Out of all these adventures of yours on this journey, what are your most memorable musical blues moments, do you feel?
I think going to the Helena Festival, which is comes out of the King Biscuit radio station, King Biscuit Time, and that has a nice feel. It's a very large, it's one of the largest blues festivals, and it's a very much an integrated
so
festival.
What's it like? Give us a little description.
At Helena, they open up the town. And I've been to Helena when the Jazz Festival isn't there to visit the King Biscuit time show. And really, you know, it's very much a ghost town. It's deserted. You can see the lack of industry. Very, very high levels of unemployment. The town comes alive and some over the 3 days of the King Biscuit Festival, the economy thrives again. Money comes into Helena, street vendors everywhere, there's little enterprises. Cherry Street opens up. All the shops are filled. The shops are, large numbers of the shops are vacant throughout the year, I've been told, but the shops are filled. So you have these old Victorian buildings. There's arts and crafts. There's lots of music. It's got a vibrant, very, very vibrant atmosphere to it. And I was very conscious that Robert Johnson passed through Helena, and he would have been familiar with the streets of Helena, where a lot of this music was taking place. But on the main stage in Helena, by the side of the levee, the big acts come in, the big blues acts. And Roy Rogers did this rendition of Robert Johnson's 3220. He went into a break, and there were 8 bars that reintroduced the riff and with a long drum roll. And as he started the riff again, the whole audience on the levee started to stand up, and I welled up a little bit then. And for me, that was the point where the music I had grown up on, that, you know, white rock music, that was the point where I saw this conjunction, this crossover, as Roy Rogers played this Robert Johnson song. And that, for me, that was very, very moving.
Derek, thanks very much indeed for joining us on Jazz Travels.
Thank you.
And my thanks to Derek Bright again, guesting with me on Jazz Travels. And Derek's book, Highway 61, Crossroads on the Blues Highway, is published this month. And let's take one last lingering look at the blues, meeting up with jazz here with the great Billie Holiday and W.C. Handy's St. Louis Blues.
To see that evening sun go down.